Okay, so you've been looking into community safety programs, and we have some text excerpts here that seem to highlight something pretty specific.
Yeah, that's right.
It looks like there's this growing emphasis on promoting non-lethal self-defense tools, specifically for women, within these sort of wider safety initiatives.
Exactly. It's quite noticeable.
So let's just dive right into what these texts are suggesting. What's the first thing that stands out?
Well, what immediately jumps out, I think, is how proactive these programs are trying to be. It's not just, about general safety advice.
Right.
There's a definite push to actually equip women with personal defense options. It makes you wonder what's behind that specific focus.
Yeah, exactly. It feels very targeted, not just a, hey, be careful out there. So, what kind of shift in thinking does that imply about how safety needs are being understood?
I think it points towards recognizing that personal agency, the ability to actually do something in a scary situation is really vital, especially for people who might face or feel they face a higher risk of certain kinds of violence. Looking at the bigger picture, it sort of suggests moving beyond just prevention or reaction
Towards empowerment, then.
towards empowering potential targets, yes, giving them tools.
So, less about just warnings, more about concrete
Oh.
tools. Okay, the text doesn't list specific items, does it?
No, it keeps it general.
But based on that non-lethal label, what kind of options are we likely talking about here?
Well, given non-lethal, it's reasonable to assume things like pepper spray, maybe those personal shrieking alarms, possibly even those self-defense keychains. The main idea is they can deter someone or, temporarily stop them without causing permanent or serious injury.
Right. The goal isn't harm, it's creating space, creating an opportunity to get away.
Okay, so here's the bit that's really interesting. Why the specific focus on women in these efforts?
That tailored approach, likely comes from looking at the data.
It probably reflects an understanding of specific vulnerabilities or the types of threats that statistically women face more often. Safety strategies usually involve analyzing those patterns to figure out where to focus efforts.
So it's trying to match the support to the perceived need of particular groups. Okay. Given that you're exploring these programs, what's a key insight that really pops out from this focus on non-lethal tools for women?
I think the core insight is how actively these programs are trying to give women actual, tangible ways to protect themselves. This isn't just about, say, better street lighting or police patrols, which are important, of course. It's about individual empowerment through these specific tools. But this raises a really crucial point, too.
Which is.
Well, just handing out these devices isn't enough. The importance of proper training, education alongside the tools.
Oh, absolutely. Knowing how and when to use it effectively under pressure, that's paramount.
Exactly. A tool you can't use confidently or safely isn't really that helpful. It has to be the whole package.
Yeah, the tool itself is only half the battle, maybe less than half.
Precisely. And this also makes you think more broadly about the role individuals play in their own safety within these bigger community plans. Promoting these non-lethal options kind of suggests a move towards maybe a more participatory approach to safety overall.
Interesting. Okay, so just to recap quickly for everyone listening, you've been digging into community safety programs, and the source material points to a distinct trend.
Yeah.
The promotion of non-lethal self-defense weapons, specifically aimed at women. It's a targeted strategy focusing on providing tangible self-protection options.
That sums it up well. It's about providing means, not just advice.
Right.
And considering this emphasis on non-lethal methods and individual empowerment, it does lead to a final thought, maybe something for our listeners to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
How might this focus on non-lethal self-defense, this individual approach, actually start to reshape our wider understanding of what community safety means and, what the responsibilities of individuals are within that framework?